This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Had a chance to follow up yesterday after the show when I went to Channel 10 on the story that came out about the ESPN deal with Major League Baseball that's impending, could be announced next month. ESPN taking over the rights to MLB TV and the local broadcasting rights for the teams currently being produced by Major League Baseball, including the San Diego Padres. So, you know, the idea is going to be that somehow next year, Padres games will be on an ESPN platform. Now, I was able to Zoom with Andrew Marchand of The Athletic, who came out with that report yesterday, and kind of ask him some more questions. But Woods, you saw it as well. There were definitely fans who were worried about what this might mean for how they can watch San Diego Padres baseball next year.
Yeah, Benny, but that doesn't make it any different, really, than since we started covering the team, I would say, right? Is that fair? Like, every year before the season, we have, Eric Rupner on, and we ask, hey, all right, so this is the standard. What's the best way to watch the San Diego Padres this year? At least for the last few years, certainly, as TV deals have been in flux with Bally's and, you know, going under, and had a really good deal with those guys, and they went under, Diamond Sports Group, all that mess. Now, you know, they've been forced to adapt. They have with Padres.tv. And so now ESPN comes in, and I think if you're Eric Rupner and you're the team at the Padres, if this thing goes through, I think it's nothing but a rousing victory. I think it's something
you're
to celebrate.
Stoked, right? I mean, ESPN ain't going bankrupt.
Exactly. Excuse me, guys. That's cold, man. I think that's exactly what everyone was kind of screaming at you to do, you know, is to get a TV deal. We got to be players. And, with that, I think they realize, okay, yeah, we're going to get a TV deal. With that comes more responsibility for payroll and all that. It's all cyclical. And I haven't seen the numbers, Benny. I have no idea. I don't want to speculate what it's going to cost. But at the end of the day, as I've said all week, if it benefits the Padres and allows us to keep a winner on the field, I'm in.
Andrew actually speculated, and he doesn't know, you know, and they probably don't even know for sure what specifically, like, it's going to cost. But he thought it'd probably be less than what Padres.tv is charging this year, because ESPN can make money other ways. And for people who were afraid of He actually thought that they'd still want to make it available for cable and satellite subscribers as well.
I would assume so.
Because they get a lot of money that way from their cable and satellite subscriptions. They don't want cable and satellite to go away. You know, they want to continue to rake in that money, that whatever their chunk of your cable bill, like, that goes to ESPN is. They don't want that to go away, so they're going to probably make an effort to make sure if you have cable, like Woods and me, or satellite, that you're going to find a way to easily consume
Padres
baseball.
Like, there will be, like, an alternate ESPN channel.
Right.
Like, I think on Cox, I think it's channel 27 and 28, or ESPN 1 and 2. Like, there will be a new ESPN channel, I would imagine. I don't know. But
something
similar
like that.
To, like, how the Padres are on channel 83 right now. It's just the Padres channel.
And if you don't have that, then...
If you don't pay for cable, you can get it directly.
Then you'll have to find a way to... You'll probably either have the option to get the ESPN app, which is expensive. It's $30 a month. It was launched yesterday, mm-hmm. the official one. If you're a big sports fan.
Oh, it's out.
Yeah, it's out yesterday.
Came out yesterday.
$29.99 a month. ESPN, the app.
ESPN, like, it's like DTC.
But I have an app
something.
Called ESPN.
That's true. So you're going to have another app called ESPN if you want it. Now, if you're a big sports fan and you want all their Monday Night Football, Red Zone content, the basketball, NBA, WWE, it's probably worth it at some point, too, if you don't have cable and you're not getting it otherwise. But my guess is if you just want
Padres. But
$30 a
month for all of that sports is a pretty good deal. If, like, you're interested in, like, yeah. you just said, the NBA, Monday Night Football, a ton of college football, you can get all of that without paying for cable, allegedly, for the $30 a month.
But there'll probably be a way to just get Padres as well. You couldn't care about anything with the Padres.
Yeah.
They'll probably have an option where you can just get the Padres streaming like you do this year on Padres.tv. Those details are still likely months away, but I did get a very concerned email from a viewer at Channel 10, a woman who was like, does this mean Don and Mudd are going to be gone and they're going to be replaced by ESPN broadcasters? There's no indication that anything like that will happen. Don just signed a contract extension. The team hires the broadcasters. There would be no indication that ESPN would even be authorized to make any changes, even if they wanted to, with the Padres broadcast team. So in probably many ways, it will look and feel like it really always has for Padres viewers, the product. The graphics will probably be a little bit different. They might actually upgrade some new cameras and stuff because ESPN does have... Obviously, the resources are almost unlimited when it comes to what they can produce on television.
Wow.
So, yeah, there are some potential benefits, obviously, for Padres fans in going down this road. And as Eric Grubner told us last week, and I pulled that quote from his appearance last Friday on the show, something big was coming that he felt would be able to help this team compete revenue-wise in ways they have never been able to do. Even more so than these last 5 years when they've been much more financially competitive, he felt like this, what it was coming, and he didn't tell us what it was, but my guess is, you know, putting two and two together, that he was talking about this potential ESPN deal sounded like it's really going to be a good thing for the Padres to be able to continue to pour resources into the roster and pay players and have a competitive payroll that they think has, you know, gives them a chance to get to the playoffs and win the World Series most years.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, obviously, you know, our opinions could change when it comes out. You know, and we have no idea what it's going to look like. So it's pure speculation based on, you know, what Eric said and then what Andrew Marchand said yesterday. So we wanted them to get a TV deal. Hopefully it's one that is very lucrative so that you do feel like you're in the ball game. And, you know, listen, at the end of the day, that's what every fan wants. They want to limit the excuses from ownership as to why they can't compete. Is that fair? That's what every fan wants. No fan wants to listen to ownership going, guys, we can't. We don't even have a TV deal. Like, what are we supposed to do? There's five teams in baseball being controlled by Major League Baseball. They're not getting the revenue other teams are.
I was just gonna say, so what do you think, like, Rockies fans are feeling like right now? Because they're in the same boat as Padres fans in the sense that they're getting this TV deal that we assume it's only means good things. Like, it's got to bring more money in than what they currently have. So, like, our Rockies fans going, like, all right, like, now what are you going to say? Like, go out and get somebody.
Yes, 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 Paulie. The Diamondbacks, the Rockies. I can't remember the other two teams
the
that
Twins
were.
Twins and the. Who was it?
Guardians.
Guardians is what I was going to say.
Maybe. Bro, yeah. There's now, out of those teams you just listed, there's only one of those teams that really spends some serious cash, and that's the San Diego Padres. So, you know, let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. And, you know, it's time to hold those ownership groups to that same standard.
Now, I read yesterday in The Athletic, this deal has not been signed. It's all reported. It's expected to go down maybe as soon as, like, next month. Is there any speculation on when this would go into effect, though? Is this, like, after this year?
Andrew said, I think it would start next year. Andrew said, and we've talked about this before, that the year that circled on Major League Baseball's calendars is 2029. And that would be obviously post, you know, CBA, yeah, lockout, whatever does happen in 2027. But 2029 is the year that pretty much every local TV deal is expired and could come up for renewal. So if they did want to do a more national combined package with teams kind of getting together and becoming a bigger media entity, that would be the year. Until then, it's all going to be piecemeal. And he said the biggest stumbling block, and we know this, to a more national deal is always going to be the Yankees and the Dodgers, because their TV deals, yep, their local TV deals are phenomenal. They are
correct.
They are raking in billions of dollars from their local television revenue that they don't want to share with all the other teams, especially like rivals like the San Diego Padres. Can you imagine if the Dodgers were forced to share, oh yeah, okay, here's $150 million of our money that you can now use to spend on players to beat us and keep us from going to the world. That's the thing the Dodgers want. They want to hold on to every single dollar they get from their Sportsnet deal as tightly as possible. And the Yankees want to do the same thing, but Major League Baseball's owners, because there are only two of them, there's, you know, 28 other ones, they're all going to put the screws to the Dodgers and the Yankees, because the value of those teams is going to increase the value of a national streaming package for an ESPN. But if they don't get the Dodgers and the Yankees, it's never going to be worth what it could possibly be worth if it had every team involved.
Yeah, no question, man. And that's what you want. You want as level of a playing field in that respect as you can possibly get, knowing it's never going to be fully level. But, you know, as close as you can get, you know, hopefully it comes out and everybody's happy. You know, paying more money is not something anybody wants to face, certainly. But, you know, this is kind of what we tasked them to do. We tasked them to go out and get a TV deal. And I think, you know, if it all works out, then they've done that. And that then takes away, not that they do it, but takes away an excuse down the road. Well, we don't have the TV deal. Yes, you do. You've got the TV deal. You got 52 sellouts or whatever. Time to spend some money and let's get, you know, multiple World Series parades going on here. So, I love it. I couldn't be happier. I'm going to support it if it is exactly kind of what I've built it up to be in my head. And I think it's ultimately going to be a great thing.
I think as fans, don't you want to feel like the team that is smartest and has run the best and figures out a way to have the best players should be the winning team, not the one that just spends the most money every year? And
correct.
I realize that one of the reasons the Padres have gotten good is because they've spent money. And, you know, they've spent it, some of it smartly, some of it not so smartly.
Yep.
But you want to think that you're going to reward the teams more for how the decisions are made rather than where they are played and what media market they are in.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a timeout. We've got Don't Do This is coming up next.
Man, a lot of places to go for Don't Do This.
Yeah, the youths of America right now, I think we've got some issues that we want to talk about. Some of it from Petco Park, some of it from other places that we want to follow up from a Don't Do This story from earlier. Plus, we're going to get some fun audio in Do This from one of our absolute favorites, Boog Shambi. Got a Do This moment during the Cubs game earlier this week. So we'll get to all of that coming up next. Don't go away. Ben and Woods continuing here on a Friday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules, played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
All right. First, though, let's talk about 7 Seven Mile Casino. Opportunity this weekend if you want to head out and enjoy Seven Mile Casino's award-winning brunch Saturdays and Sundays at Sammy's at Seven Mile, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., voted best in the South County. And then when you go and enjoy that incredible brunch, Woods, you stick around and you play in San Diego's best card room.
Well, as you know, the Dodgers are in town, and the last time the Dodgers were here in October, Miguel Rojas was down enjoying the fruits of Seven Mile Casino. So you never know who you're going to see down there. I think he was playing some California-style blackjack, and listen, who could blame him? Great place to go play California-style blackjack. Great food, friendly dealer, smoke-free environment, perfect for an athlete or yourself.
Other games, Texas Hold'em Poker, you've got Baccarat and Pai Gow Poker, got tables all throughout, the restaurant's on the left there, and you don't have to drive deep into the East County. It's going to be really hot this weekend. Your car is sitting in some garage reaching 120 degrees inside. You have to look that forward to when you come back out. Now, Seven Mile Casino's right on the water there, San Diego Bay, Chula Vista, west of the 5 Freeway. Check it out today. It's Seven Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Got San Diego radio legend Darren Smith coming up at the bottom of the hour. We were talking about the Radio Hall of Fame. I'll nominate Hall of Fame.
Damn right.
100%.
Absolutely. Deserves to be there. He will join us at the bottom of the hour. First, though, it is time for Don't Do This. It is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a trust or will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. And I will start in the world of college basketball. Seems a little early, but we're only a couple of months away from the start of practice and another season. Really excited, by the way, about this San Diego State season. I mean,
oh yeah,
really, really excited. They got players
right.
coming
Put
back that are good.
On.
I'm
it's,
sorry,
it's
I know.
Right. Yeah.
Oh my God, they've got one of the top recruits, top 100 recruits in the country. Did you see the story? Said just before I get to the don't do this. Did you see the story
oh God,
about?
No, no.
Look, here
oh, no.
we go.
What? Come on.
No,
yes, what is it?
Elzie Harrington, he was the kid who was going to go to Harvard. His dad was the doctor who said, be smart enough to go to Harvard, but good enough to go to Duke. And he got into Harvard, but then his dad got brain cancer. And so he transferred back to temporarily to USC, but then he decided, no, San Diego State's the place is right for me and my dad and my family. His dad unfortunately passed away from the brain cancer, and but he's now back with the team and like dedicating, like, I'm doing this for my dad. And I'm very excited to see what he can do. I saw that Taj DeGuerville was named the MVP of that Swish Summer Pro-Am League.
You are way off track.
I'm really off track.
Holy crap, dude. He was not going
to
stop.
That went from being excited, rightfully so, for the upcoming season to the San Diego Pro-Am.
It's a little early. I get it. But the don't do this story. This is kind of interesting.
How many points did DeGuerville score in the Pro-Am championship?
They averaged like 20-something a game or something.
Right, cool.
Solid.
Fantastic.
Okay. This is a story that doesn't really have an explanation yet. But last year, one of the best players at the Cincinnati Bearcats, he was the son of former NFL running back Edgerrin James. And he was coming back as like the leading player of the team. But according to Coach Wes Miller on a statement this week, Jizzle James has been dismissed from the team. It is not a current... Jizzle James has been dismissed from
Jizzle?
Jizzle James, yeah.
Jizzle James.
Yeah, Edgerrin James Jr., but they call him Jizzle James, has been dismissed from the team and is no longer part of the basketball program. Said he's been dealing with personal issues. He was really good. Started 35 games, averaged double figures, 3.5 assists and 3 rebounds, and was considered a key member of their team coming back next season. So, no more Jizzle James in Cincinnati.
You just wanted to say jizzle, didn't you?
I did not want to say jizzle. Anything. It's part of my job.
Well, now you've said it.
Jizzle.
I'm so excited to get home and see my son's foreskin and semen today. I cannot wait to get back, wrap my arms around them. Jizzle.
That's what they call him. I don't know why. Edgerrin James Jr. Jizzle.
You can be Bizzle Higgins. I like that. Thank you, Carlos. Bizzle.
Jizzle.
Bizzle.
Bizzle's in the hizzle.
I love it, dude. I love it. Well, this one was an interesting one. I did not know. Look, I don't know how people are going to react to this story if you haven't heard about it yet, but we all saw the kid run on the field the other day at Petco Park, and we saw him get tackled, and we saw the repercussions and all that, and we didn't really know, you know, much about him, and I didn't think we would. I never thought we would know much about this kid. I assumed he jumped on the field, his parents took care of business. Well, then yesterday, going around making the rounds on social media, there was a video, and here it is. Paulie has the audio.
Hi, guys. My name is Frankie Swartz, and I was the Padre fan who ran on the field last night in our win over the San Francisco Giants. I want to support Carlsbad Kickboxing, our gym. And I just want to say, live your life, chase your dreams, take stupid bets. Thank you, Tatis, for winking at me. I saw you. I know you didn't want to get in trouble. It was definitely worth it and fun.
All right. So listen, I'm not in the business of dragging a 12-year-old kid on the air. I'm not. I'm in the business of dragging a 7-year-old kid and a 4-year-old kid, my two kids. I don't want to tell people how to parent. I know it's very difficult and hard. But I couldn't believe when I saw this yesterday. And I said, what has happened? Like, what was this a bit for the gym? Do the parents own the gym? Because I can't for the life of me imagine throwing Bo over the rail with a Nancarro Realty Group flag to run around Petco Park for a little advertising for my wife's business. I can't. I can't wrap my head around
it. In a Ben & Woods shirt.
In a Ben & Woods shirt. It is unbelievable, guys. And I think the thing that, and it's not his fault, man. It's the generation that he's growing up in. When he says, live your dreams, take stupid bets. And I'm going, no. Like, listen, again.
So I thought the kid, I didn't like it.
I did.
But I did a lot of stupid stuff when I was a kid. Kids are going to do dumb things. I get it. This generation of kids, dumb things is doing it on TikTok or on Instagram.
On social media.
And the problem that I had with it, though, is I'm like, all right, I'm assuming an adult is filming this. Or an adult runs Carlsbad kickboxing gym or whatever. Like, however, there is an adult in charge, and that's what I had such a problem with that. I'm like, so you approved of this? Like, you're encouraging this? That's not okay.
Well, here's the problem. This is going to then be copycatted. It already was this week. A woman at Angel Stadium with 1.7 million TikTok followers videoed herself. Then she ran on the field and videoed herself again, and then videoed herself again coming out of jail at 2:23 a.m. just for the viral clicks of it all. Where is it going to stop?
It's becoming a thing now. And
where is it going to stop?
She ran on the field too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Again, here's the thing.
You had two instances at Petco Park like 2 days ago. There was two people that ran onto the field.
Yeah, two people that did it. And so here's the thing. Like, it's the boy that cried wolf, right? Like, if players in the back of their minds, like, hey, you know, security reaches out. Guys, there's a new TikTok trend, so watch your back. Ha ha, funny, funny. And apparently Fernando winked at this kid. Ha ha ha, super funny. What happens when it's not? You know, what happens when it's somebody that's unhinged? You know, like, you have to take these seriously. I think everybody that is listening and everybody that knows, I thought you already knew this, don't jump on the field at a big league game. Just don't. It puts the players at risk, and you certainly put yourself at risk. And, you know, wanting to go to jail is a concept that's foreign to me. I just can't get my head around it. But I feel bad. I mean, there's a part of me that knows how difficult it is to grow up. I can't imagine growing up in this era where, you know, truly clout is really everything, man. So it's a bummer.
I will say this to the Generation Z or whatever it is now. Follow your dreams, but come up with some better dang dreams than you've got right now.
Yeah.
Because your dreams, at least these dreams, suck.
Yeah, it's a tough one, man.
All right, finally, how about some doo-doo this for a Friday?
D-D mega doo-doo.
All right, this was from the Cubs matchup earlier this week when Colin Ray was on the mound. Former Padres pitcher Colin Ray pitching against the Milwaukee Brewers in the fifth inning on Wednesday. And they started, if you remember, Colin is from a little town in Iowa. And the Cubs broadcasters, Boog Shambi and Jim Deshays, we're talking about the little town. I guess one of them or both of them have been there before, and there's this little restaurant called the Corner, like Tap Room. And if this is they know, hey, you're all watching back there. And when Colin was had a runner on first and one out, they said John Shambi said, "How about this? If he hits a ground ball to start a 6-4-3 double play, Jim, will you buy mozzarella sticks for everybody at the Corner Tap Room?" So he agreed. Here's what then happened in the Cubs and Brewers game.
Will you buy mozzie sticks for everybody at the Corner Tap?
Absolutely.
We don't know if they have mozzarella sticks at the Corner Tap. The 1-1 outside. I'll go have these with you.
Okay.
1 Cubs.
Come on, baby.
Let's go.
Mozzarella sticks for everybody.
Yeah! Corner Tap Room meet up.
Flip it
and fire it. Mozzie sticks.
And they did. They somehow called them up said, hey, treat everybody at the bar to some mozzarella sticks. They had them bring up some mozzie sticks for themselves for the rest of the broadcast and enjoyed them. As Colin Ray got out of the jam with the double play. I get it. You know, Mudd does that a lot. He asking for the double play. It doesn't seem to happen very often when he asks for it, but when it does, it's pretty
very
cool.
True.
No, but if you go 1 for 10, all Mudd's going to care about is the 1.
That is, it's really fantastic. I'm a big fan of Motsy sticks, and I'm a big fan of double plays too, unless we hit into them. But big fan. So, how does it work? You call down, you say, "Hey, Motsy sticks for everybody." Is that an order of Motsy sticks for everybody, or is that a Motsy stick for everyone?
I think it's.
What if there's four? What if there's 400 people?
I
there
think. Well, I mean, it was a day game, and it's a tiny bar in Iowa, so I'm guessing it wasn't too crowded. I think like every table.
Have you ever been to Iowa?
I have not.
Have you ever been to Iowa?
I know
there
you
may
have
not be much to do. Yeah, that's a good bit. I like that a lot.
And that is don't and do this for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, when we come back, our friend D. Smith, Darren Smith, SDFC, getting ready for a potential playoff clincher tomorrow night at Snapdragon Stadium. And get his thoughts on another big Padres-Dodgers weekend coming up at Petco Park all next year on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, let's say you do something like jump on the field and run out. Maybe you hurt your knee, you wrench your knee, or you throw out your back or something. Yeah, it doesn't even sound right to even promote QC Kinetics, because QC Kinetics is for guys like me and girls like you listening. You woke up this morning, your back hurts, your knee hurts. You're getting older, and it's harder to recover, and you think, if I just ride it out, maybe the pain will go away. My dad is that, right? Oh, no, I don't need to do anything. Go to QC Kinetics. Do it today. At least make the call, and they can fix you up, man. They did with me with both of my wrists. I had pain, tremendous pain in both. I was wearing tape and carpal tunnel bracelets and guards every night to bed. It was not a great lifestyle, and I went to QC Kinetics. Man, I couldn't be more thankful. I'm back playing baseball, back playing golf, doing everything that I want to do, playing the guitar, throwing my kids around. You know how it goes. It's pretty incredible. Their regenerative treatments work with your body to help restore and repair damaged joint tissue. Natural cellular therapies, no scalpels, no pills, just long-term relief with no dreaded recovery. You can bring your x-rays and MRIs in. They'll sit down with you, have a free, no-pressure chat, and a thorough evaluation to make sure that it works for you. And, again, the worst-case scenario with something like that, you learn something new. The best case, you can get your life back. Get back on the bike. Get back in the ocean, whatever it is that you're missing. Grab the phone. Call them today. Locations in Hillcrest and Torrey Hills, 619-614-PAIN. 619-614-PAIN. Once again, 619-614-PAIN. It's QC Kinetics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our soccer education continues here on 97.3 The Fan, and looks like the SDFC squad heading to the postseason, Woods. They could clinch as soon as tomorrow night with a win or draw at Snack. I mean, is it like time to celebrate already? And I guess the goals are a lot higher. The goals are a lot higher than just making the playoffs at this point. Probably would have taken it at the beginning of the year. Expansion team in the playoffs? Yeah, absolutely. Now, sitting in first place, you're going, now, just making the playoffs is not good enough anymore. We got Darren Smith standing by.
I mean, I am so casual of a soccer fan. Like, are they popping champagne?
I have no idea.
Is there a locker room celebration?
And I have another question I really want to ask Darren that I'm interested about as my, you know, soccer knowledge starts to develop. And we'll get to that right after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. And we're joined right now by SDFC broadcaster and San Diego radio icon Darren Smith on a Friday morning. Darren, good morning.
Good morning, Ben Woods, Paul. Nice to see you guys.
Hi, buddy.
And thank you for making me want mozzarella sticks for breakfast.
Mozzie sticks. Ooh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
mozzie sticks. So, I'm just thinking them like with the marinara sauce. Oh, so good.
Always so good.
God, yes. Yes,
so
yes,
here's the question that I've actually been thinking about for a while, because the SDFC is playing the Portland Timbers tomorrow. They played the San Jose Earthquakes last week, but SDFC decided not to take on a nickname when they were created this last year. They're just SDFC, but sometimes nicknames start to happen organically. I don't know them all, but like in England, you got like the Toffees and the Red Devils and teams like that. Is there any like movement toward SDFC, like getting a nickname? Are you hearing anything like what people are calling this team, or has it just not happened yet?
No, the Jizzles. No,
the Jizzles. I was just gonna say Jizzles. Yeah. Yes, yeah, no, please.
For Shizzle.
Jizzle.
Yeah. No, not yet. I mean, some people go with the, you know, the chrome and azul. They go with the colors. You know, since they're I know like there's this weird debate about chrome. Is it a color? Is it not? But you know, it's been a little bit of that. But no, nothing organically is really, not that I'm aware of. It's mostly just been, you know, even from a broadcasting standpoint, it's been, well, do you call them San Diego? Do you call them San Diego FC? Do you go with SD? Like, there's just these different ways. I don't know yet that we've really settled all that much into anything, but I haven't heard anything. I think those things have to happen kind of organically, and I'm not aware of them. If the supporter section out there has something that they're referring to the club as, then I'm all ears. I'd be more than willing to use it on the broadcast, but I think for now we're just going SDFC or the chrome and azul.
I get why like national broadcasters call the Padres the San Diego Padres every time, but when I'm talking with my friends or whatever, like fellow fans, it's always just the Padres or the Pods or whatever. It's never the San Diego Padres. So I always do get a little bit like caught up sometimes when it's like with San Diego FC or with SDFC. It just sounds a little bit different.
Formal. It sounds too formal.
Formal. Yeah,
San Diego.
Too formal.
Yeah,
like we're on, you know, like it's San Diego. We're speaking to San Diegans. We don't need to say San Diego side of the field or, you know, but it is the name, you know, so it's like literally right there in the name. So I think the best thing, you know, what I've just gravitated towards is just saying SDFC all the time and just sticking with that. Like just, you know, SDFC on the SDFC side, goal SDFC, all that sort of stuff. So that's it. I mean, until something better comes along, that's what we're going to ride with.
No, it makes sense, Darren. And Ben was asking, excuse me, the question before. You know, obviously expectations, it's been crazy. I mean, it's been a crazy first season, inaugural season for this team. We all love Mikey Varus. We all love these players. What is the mentality now of these guys? Because expectations have changed from, hey, let's just get our feet wet and see what happens to, oh my God, we're could be the first team to clinch a playoff spot.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they're leaning into it a little bit, haven't been around it a little bit earlier this week. You know, I don't think that they turn from the conversation, right? Like, you know, you can, you know, there's all these ridiculous scenarios about how you can clinch a playoff spot. I'm not going to, you know, get into all the permutations. even though it's probably my job, I guess. But, you know, win or draw and win and tie and you're in. And that's the simplicity of it, right? So everybody understands that. Win, even with a draw, you're going to go to the postseason. Also, if there's a win at Snapdragon Stadium or whenever the next win comes, it's going to be that 17th win that we talked about earlier this year, which is going to tie St. Louis City for the all-time expansion record for wins in an inaugural season, right? So, like, that's a really big deal. And you're 5 points away from the points record from 2018 with LAFC. I get the sense that the players are motivated by like, you know, being on the journey, but, you know, also coming here to win things. So, you know, I think when you talk to them about records, you know, they'll say things like, well, records, you know, we can talk about that stuff down the road, especially the team records. They're things that we're going to enjoy. Right now, though, what we're trying to do is, you know, just figure out a way to beat Portland. But we did come here to win. Like, we did come here to win trophies. We did come here to be in the conversation about the supporter shield, about winning MLS Cup, about winning Leagues Cup, about winning any of these things that come with it. So, you know, I do think that they're not shy talking about what their ambitions are and what their goals are, you know, but they also just, you know, throttle back just a bit about getting too wrapped up into the moment of what clinching, you know, that it's a moment, clinching a playoff spot, equaling the all-time wins record, which could happen tomorrow night. So, like, I think they understand that, but, you know, they also say, like, we're just still trying to get better, and we've got another level. Like, we've got another level that we're going to get to before the season's over. So, you know, they're shooting the moon here, and it's a good thing to be around.
Talking to Darren Smith, a new player acquired this week as well, a defender, 20-year-old kid from Blackburn Rovers of the EFL Championship, Leo Duru, I think is how he says it. I saw some of his introductory media session. He was pretty amazed by the weather here. Like, whoa, I just came from a place where it's always cloudy and gray. I'm going to have to get used to all this sun and warmth. But what does this kid add to the club here at this juncture in the season, Darren?
Depth immediately, which is a good thing because a little dinged up at that position on the back line at the fullback position, the outside defenders. So, yeah, actually, I laughed at that, too, because we bring guys in here who have played in places like Manchester and all the like, and I'm like, they're driving on the wrong side of the road. I'm like, how is this acclimation process going to work? You never see the sun, and you got to drive on the other side of the street here. Good luck to you. But he's good. I mean, he's a good player. He's under 20. Potentially, he's a player that's going to represent the U.S. men's national team at the under 20 World Cup in like a month.
Nice.
He's played with some of these guys that also have represented at that level at the U.S. youth national team level. So there's like five or six of those kind of guys that are rolling around here, and they're good. I mean, they get their opportunities because they've proven themselves in practice, and Mikey trusts younger players a lot more than a lot of other coaches, not just in soccer, but in any of these sports. But it's an interesting thing that's developing here is that there's five or six or seven guys here on this roster who potentially could get selected for the under 20 World Cup. I'm sure you guys are all about that at the end of September and the beginning of October. And you know, we could be without a couple of players when they go to Chile, but you know, that's just what it is. So like, it feels like there's a little bit of a strategy here bringing in this kind of player, but good young player comes from a good system. You know, I saw some of their fans lamenting that they let him go, but it's also here, not only on loan, but with an option to buy. So I would think we're probably going to see him pretty soon because you got to find out what you have in this guy before the season ends.
Woods just won't stop talking about the under 20 World Cup. It's just, it's incessant, Woods. So, I mean, move on to something else.
That sounds more in your vein, actually, than me, Benny. No, Darren, we were texting a little bit. We were texting a little bit last night about, you know, we were laughing because you've done this for a long time, and you remember, you know, the manager interview, and we got Chilty coming up at 9 this morning. And it's like, it was one of those things where it's like, hey, man, why don't you change your lineup? That since you just won 3 games in a row, you know, like always, it's like, of course I want the team to win. It doesn't suit my question when they win 3 games in a row. It gives them an easy out to say, boy, you want me to change it? We just won 3 games in a row. Are you a moron? And you know, it's just, you went through this so many times, but they win more now than when you were in your prime doing this thing.
I know. I hate you guys. I keep saying this. I hate that the Ben and Wood show overlaps with, like, the most successful era of pottery.
I know.
Like,
well, listen.
Where were you guys when I had to sit there and suffer through 100 losses trying to do a pregame show?
100%. But, you know, my counter to that is I got into music radio in the worst time for music ever in alternative music. So this is the way I look at it. This is my my pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. But, yeah, man, I mean, look, you know, Jesse tells us every week, guys, this is a good baseball team. And they are. But this is such a massive series. Now, your wife was gone last time, and you got to watch all these games. They were all miserable. What is your viewing schedule like this week? I know you got to work Saturday, but.
Yeah, we have to work, so it's going to be a little bit different. I mean, I had to work last Saturday, too. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be Friday night here and Sunday here. And I mean, there is this deja vu, right? The Padres just ran through the Giants again. The Dodgers sort of struggled against an inferior opponent. And instead of having a one-game lead, you know, the home team now is looking up in the standings. So there is that deja vu. And, you know, I mean, listen, I was wrong about the series last weekend, and I can admit it. But, you know, I don't ever mind losing. You know, like I can deal with losing. What I can't deal with losing, the part aspect of losing is when you feel like you kind of gave it away, when you kind of kicked it away. And it felt a little bit like that with the base running and the defense and the starting pitching taking a while to get the engine turned over. So, you know, I mean, again, they're 2-8 against the Dodgers. There's not much you can really say at this point other than the division is still up for grabs. And, you know, when the roles and the team has played much better at Petco Park, 41-20 versus just, you know, hovering around 500. So, you know, I'm not given up on this. You know, I still think that the division is something worth tracking down. And you know, it's right, literally right there it's in right front there. Of them. So, yeah, this is going to be an amazing weekend, no matter where you are. I mean, Saturday is going to be 70,000 fans between the two places. So, you know, like I'm still, you know, I my confidence hasn't been completely murdered by what it was that happened last weekend at Dodger Stadium. It took a hit for sure. I mean, they're 2-8. There's not much you can say, and they played awful. But, you know, I mean, it's right there in front of them. I believe that it's in them to figure out a way to go ahead and still, you know, to still try to chase it down.
We were talking about it earlier this hour, and Darren, I consider you to be incredibly sports media savvy. I've heard enough of your interviews with people in the business that you carry on some pretty good conversations at a high level. What do you think about the report yesterday of ESPN taking over MLB TV and likely taking over Padres telecasts beginning next season? Still unofficial, but a fairly big agreement, it seems like.
Yeah, you know, it made me think about what your guys were chatting with Eric Grubner about last week when he certainly seemed confident about, you know, the direction of the Padres television rights. And I don't know that that's exactly this because it seems a little unclear what MLB.TV and that sale to ESPN means for the Padres directly, right? Unless I've missed something here, it feels like that's a little bit unclear and that's going to have to be explained. But potentially it's a good thing, I guess. I mean, people, I understand that everybody, you know, not everybody, but there's a hesitation to put more money in ESPN's pockets. But, you know, does this turn out to be potentially a good thing for the Padres in terms of having a better television deal than what they have now, which has been described as one of the worst in all of Major League Baseball? You know, hopefully that would be the case. You know, I'm a subscriber to ESPN Plus. You know, I mean, I use it for a lot of soccer stuff and other things, and just because it feels like the responsible thing to do for somebody who's in sports media. You know, I hope that turns out to be a good thing. You know, I think it's unclear, you know, exactly what it means, because like the Padres have been adopted by MLB TV, not necessarily because they chose that, but because they really didn't have any other option. So, you know, what does it mean? I don't know. Do you guys have an answer for that? Because it seems like it potentially is good, but I don't know.
Yeah, the potential is great. I mean, that's what we've been talking about. They were tasked to get a TV deal, and if they get one, great. And like I said earlier, I mean, you can't use that as an excuse. So if you got to call ownership to the carpet to spend money, oh, they can't say, well, we don't have a TV deal. And not that they have spent money, but, it's just one. I think for fans, you know, yeah, we're going to be the ones paying a little bit extra potentially. But at the end of the day, you want to be a player. You know, you want to be a player and have a good team on the field.
I think Grubner said last week they're maximizing the revenue available to them right now, which is great. I think an ESPN partnership raises the ceiling on what that maximum revenue looks like, which ultimately would be a good thing for the San Diego Padres. But again, the devil is always in the details. And you made such a good point. This is not a marriage of choice. It's a marriage of necessity between Padres.tv, MLB TV, and the Padres. If they can have more say in this, like a little bit of a reset, probably a good thing going forward. Darren, good luck to SDFC. Have a good broadcast tomorrow, and we will chat with you again next Friday.
Thank you, fellas. Have a good one.
There he is, Darren Smith. Of course, we're just an hour away from the Manager's Report with Mike Schilt coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Stay tuned for that. As always, refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. Before that, though, we will have some take on Woods. We will talk some more Padres baseball. Take a look at the standings. Improving again for your San Diego Padres. They are now over 98%, according to FanGraphs, to make the playoffs. That is coming up. Hour number three, Ben and Woods ahead on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.